Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And today, we're going to be wondering.
With what ifs.
All right, Trev. So, do you have something that made you smile this week?
Yes, I actually finished my first week of middle school. Yay.
Well, that is definitely an accomplishment. So, hopefully we have more great weeks of middle school for you to go. All right, Trev, so you got a joke for us?
Mm-hmm. What do you call an octopus when it loses a tentacle?
I don't know what.
A ninicle.
Okay. So today we watched the first episode of What If, and we're just going to kind of do a more open-styled episode this week. And for the rest of the What If episodes that we watched, they're going to be kind of more open style than our more formulaic episodes that we have going on. So, you know, expect a few twists and turns as we kind of go about this. And so let's talk about differences that we run into. Okay, so one of the differences that we have that we're going to do this week is going to kind of look at the different synopses, in which we usually kind of skip that over, just kind of go into the meat of the stuff. But I think with these episodes, it's going to be kind of important so that way we can kind of get a foothold for what we're talking about. So essentially, in this What If episode, what happened is instead of Steve Rogers becoming Captain America, we had Peggy Carter become Captain Carter. And so it just kind of looked at what was the differences within the show that we saw that didn't happen in the movie and things. Now, first off, I wanted to say that when I got through watching this episode, I was super excited. And I was like, I really want to see more of this. Like, I understand that is not going to happen. But I really wanted them to do, like, at least a movie with this what if. I wanted them to do a movie with it. And I think that they could probably do a movie with every single one of the what ifs that they have coming up. Because I think this is awesome. And it was an awesome thing to see just from the different aspects of what we got started off coming up. So let's get in to some of the differences. Okay, so we're talking about differences. Now, what is a difference that you saw within the show that was like different from the movie?
Well, one thing that I saw that was different was there was like basically an Iron Man suit.
Oh, yes. So essentially, Harold Stark invented it more so than Tony Stark did. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And it was interesting that they used the Tesseract to power it as opposed to utilizing the arc reactor, to which it's more powerful than an arc reactor, I would think, because it's an Infinity Stone. So I think that would have been an amazing power source for it to have. One of the things that I thought was interesting was that Peggy kind of ran into a lot of the same problems that Steve did. Like, people underestimated her because she was a woman, much like they underestimated Steve because he was a small guy. And both of them were able to show that they had a lot of heroic things kind of about them. They were able to show that they could do a lot of stuff. Now, one thing that they did show that I wish that they did a lot more on, or that I wish that they did a lot more in the regular shows, to which they just might, because I think that right now they're kind of going a little bit farther out into the power systems and stuff of people, because Captain America's really strong, and they don't usually show that in the movies. They kind of like keep it kind of like ground level when he's fighting people. Now, when he kicks people, they go flying, but usually they don't show him being just powerful. And they did a great job of showing Peggy being powerful when she was like it's a Marvel versus Capcom reference, but basically using the shield bash into the car and then lifting the car up above her and stuff, or throwing the motorcycle through the window. Like, she was showing feats of strength that were awesome. And on top of that, because she was already a trained agent who knew how to fight already, it made her a better Captain America. I legit think if she fought Captain America, she could beat him. I do think she could beat him. What's something that you felt that was different that you saw?
I felt that. I feel like, I don't know, it's strange, but I noticed that Red Skull, it was like, he was more towards world domination than annihilation, I feel like.
So he kind of like, he seemed like he had like
different goals.
I think it was like a similar goal, but I think that he took a longer way around. Like, kind of like in the movie, it was kind of like a more subtle kind of thing. And like, he just went straight forward, just like, hey, we're just going to destroy this. Which I think is another interesting point. I like that you pointed that out. Because he was doing a lot of trying to get Steve Rogers on his side in the Captain America movie. And he didn't even try to get Peggy Carter on his side whatsoever. So I don't know if he thought that just because it was a woman, she wouldn't be worthy to fit up under the, you know, the Ubermensch, you know, kind of ideal or what. Because I think that that's a great point that you did point out in that situation. And also, okay, yeah, I know you made the joke about the tentacles earlier, but I think that's a reference to Shuma Garath, which is like an other dimensional being, which is kind of like a tentacle thing with a big eye, and which I think we're going to probably see that character in the new Doctor Strange movie and Multiverse of Madness. But it was awesome to see how powerful that thing was, but I think it went back and forth between being how strong it was, because it crushed Red Skull like a grape, but somehow Peggy Carter was able to push it back through the gate hole. Like, that didn't seem to be fair, but I mean, you gotta have a heroic story. Mm-hmm. I think a cool reference too was also, it seemed like they were kind of doing a little bit of a Wonder Woman kind of moment there with her with the shield and sword. Like, I felt like they were kind of doing a little bit of a Wonder Woman moment, in which also I like it when they do Wonder Woman as like a big person. Usually, like in the movies, of course, they have Gal Gadot, in which she's not like that huge of a person. But Wonder Woman, much like Superman, is supposed to be like a huge person that is like doing great feats of strength. So I really like that they actually did that to where they didn't just keep her as a slight person, because it made Steve Rogers bigger. Of course, it will make anybody else bigger as well. They also did a reference talking about the blood to Captain America and the Winter Soldier stuff, in which we might talk about in a different podcast episode, but talking about the blood in that situation is another way that they kind of talked about that. What, there's something else that you thought about?
I didn't notice much besides in like the opening part of it, because when they were going in, Steve looked like he was a bit more nervous than he was in the movie.
You're right. I think that's right. Because it seemed like in the movie, he was just kind of like gung-ho. Like, he was just like, I'm ready to go and do this. I'm ready to go and do that. And he kind of seemed like to be slightly different kind of person. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good. And then also, one of my favorite characters, Uatu, the Watcher, in which we actually seen him before in, I believe it was the Guardians of the Galaxy 2, when they were doing all those jumps through space to where it was Stan Lee sitting on the planet with a bunch of Watchers, and they were just sitting there. He was telling them about the story and stuff, and so it was just like, I felt like it was really interesting that you got to actually see Uatu in his role, because one of the favorite things I had was to get a Marvel What If issue when I was younger, and he'd be talking about what if something slightly different happened and stuff. So it was a lot of fun. Like, this show was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see what else they do, because I mean, this seems to like be the most normal thing that they've got going on, so I'm pretty sure they're gonna have a lot more awesome things kind of come along the way. Okay, so if you had your own version of what if in this style of stuff, so we got a Captain America what if, what would your what if be, and what would happen in it?
It would be sort of like, what if, like, Captain America was, like, an agent, more so. So, basically, what would happen is that Howard, he would come up with a plan for Steve to join Red Skull, and work inside for a year or two, or however long he needs to, and then take them out from the inside. And so I think it would explore him doing that, and then it would have a similar ending, except, right, I think he would win a lot easier.
Okay, so you're thinking, like, you wanted him to be more so like a spy?
Yeah, I feel like he'd have an easier time beating the tentacle because he has access to the technology that he wouldn't have had.
Okay, I can see how that goes. Would he get the super soldier serum still?
Yeah.
So he would get the serum, and then he would go undercover, and then he'd figure out how to take down Hydra from inside.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, that's not a bad idea. That's pretty cool. Okay, so my what if would be, what if Isaiah Bradley was the person that actually got the original super soldier serum, not another version of it, but like the original perfected version of the super soldier serum. And what if he was able to push through things that can make changes in just like everyday lives just because of the way that he did stuff? And I think that would be an awesome thing, because you could look at what is a lot of the stuff that kind of happened in the Captain America, Falcon and the Winter Soldier show, but you can do it in an earlier time frame to where you could kind of say, okay, this is what the United States looks like if we were able to make this choice back then and kind of push it up forward a little bit. Like, what will be different? Like, where will we be socially or technologically? Like, would it be any kind of difference in those things? And I think that utilizing him in that way to where he actually is the identified captain, as opposed to just a shoot-off of what it is that's relegated to the sidelines and a lot of these stories are forgotten about unless we bring him up, you know, where we're talking about the backgrounds and stuff. So I think that would be a pretty much awesome thing to do. Like what if series are awesome, and I cannot wait to see how the rest of this stuff turns out. So we're going to talk about a couple more references, then we're going to get up out of here, okay?
Okay,
so let's see. What's another? Do you have another reference that you thought you saw within the show?
Yes, I thought Peggy Carter's outfit, or rather Captain Carter's outfit, looked a lot like something that Captain Britain would wear. And I thought about it, and I was like, why wouldn't she be Captain Britain? But then I was like, oh yeah, there's already a character named that.
Oh yeah, there's already a character named Captain Britain. He's like an alien who's got like powers of flight and different things like that. So, you know, it would be it's cool to kind of like see the visual of it, but at the very same time, yeah, let's not just cross all those wires, because you don't want to kind of take out a character before you even get to use them, because they look with Marvel kind of going off the deep end like this. I would not be surprised if you actually got to see Captain Britain in a movie or a show down the line. Like, it very well could happen. It almost could have happened this show. But I like the subtle differences in them kind of like utilizing the British Union Jack as opposed to utilizing the American flag because of her nationality being, you know, from Britain. And so I thought that was pretty cool and stuff. And so it's just like, we still got to see Bucky, but it appears that we won't have a Winter Soldier in this universe. Like, completely no Winter Soldier in that universe. Now, this has all kinds of implications and stuff, because number one, a great implication that we don't have, because we don't have the Winter Soldier in this universe, we also don't have Howard Stark and his wife dying when Tony was younger. So is Iron Man even Iron Man in that universe? Mm. Like, his Howard already created the Hydra Stomper. He already created the Iron Man suit. So what is it? Like, is Howard Stark Iron Man at this moment? Like, it's so much stuff, so many questions, which is why I wanted to do them to do movies on this, because it's just like, you can take one small change and you can completely change the way of how your life goes. And it's just as simple as that. You could say, okay, if I go to the store, what do I want to get? And you could say, oh, I want me a chicken sandwich or I want me a hamburger. And that chicken sandwich and or hamburger completely could change the way your whole day went. It's real simple. Because if you get a good sandwich that was a hamburger and or you got a nasty sandwich that was a chicken sandwich, it changes the way your day felt. Because now you're just like, oh man, I didn't want this. But it's awesome that they're going through this. It is awesome that they're kind of doing these different things and utilizing these different things. I was nice to see Nick Fury and Hawkeye at the end of the movie, at the end of the show. I thought it was interesting the parallels that they had between the way that they had to do a sacrifice, like the Captain America, Captain Carter, they had to do a sacrifice at the end in which the other person had to watch with Captain America crashing a plane with Captain Carter pushing who we think Shuma Garath back through the portal. So I think that it was awesome bringing parallels, talking about the dance, them having the drinks in the diner. And I also think it was awesome because Howard Stark is a great character that I wish we could see way more of, as well as Bucky was awesome. You know, it was real cool to get to see him just do his own thing. And so I really enjoyed that. As with the Howling Commandos. We got to see the Howling Commandos again. And so, you know, this was a great episode. And I'm really happy that Marvel's doing all this. And so I want to continue to watch this. So next week, we're going to be back with another episode on this What If tip. Because this, wait, actually, no, not quite yet. We're not winding it down yet. Look, we have a TikTok. We have Gmail. We have a Twitter. We have Instagram. Most of the things with the TikTok is Hero Talk TT. If you're on Twitter, Hero Talk TT1. If you're on Instagram, Hero Talk TT. If we're on Gmail, Hero Talk TT. Hit us up on any of those things. Let us know. Hit us up in the Apple iPad store. Give us a nice review. Give us 5 stars. We're enjoying it. We hope you're enjoying the show. Now, without any further ado, this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
Because when there's a hero,
we talk.
From our bedroom studio to your ears comes a show that is bound to have you laughing either with or at the hosts, relating to the stories, and even learning a little along the way. Join Bhavni and Taranji every Thursday on Drive With Us podcast as they strive to make your commute more enjoyable by sharing the disasters of theirs.
I was driving what and then if... just, I wasn't. Welcome to Maryland.
The way you said it.
Welcome. You'll see more, just wait.
Be a part of the show by submitting your stories to be featured on the Commuter Update and let listeners around the world know how crazy, entertaining, and weird commuting can be.
There is a flock of full-grown turkeys, and every time a car tried to go by them, they would just lunge at the hood of the car.
I have the nerve to say in my hysteria, oh no, I need to see the body.
We need a body.
I said that to a LAPD officer.
Go to www.drivewithuspodcast.com to share your stories, listen to episodes, and get access to extra content.